It's that time of the week where we hit the road with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you, mate?
I'm feeling very excited. I'm driving a sports car, but with four doors.
You know, I saw one of these the other day and pointed out to my wife that that is a Kia, but it looks like a very sexy sports car. This is the Stinger.
Yeah, the low slung, elegant, it has flowing lines to it. You know, one of the things I really like about the boot, this may sound funny, but it's a notchback, which means that the boot pivots not from the bottom of the rear windscreen, but from the top. So it really opens up the boot much more fully to be able to get in and see things. Of course, it's quite a long boot, but perhaps not as deep as, well, clearly not as deep as an SUV, but that sort of style and practicality to it, I really love.
Also rare for a sports car, it's got four doors.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often, do you?
No, and so it doesn't really get classified as a sports car, when you look at it, Andrew, you would have to say that is an elegant, flowing car that is more than just a sedan. I mean, it really does look like a sports car, would you agree?
Oh, it reminds me of the old Nissan Z cars, the same sort of look to me.
Ah, there you go, yeah. And it's got that elegance about it, but that sportiness as well.
What's she got under the bonnet, mate?
Ah, now, there's two options here. One is a 2-litre four-cylinder, but I just drove the updated version, but it also included the top-of-the-line model with a 3.3-litre V6 twin-turbo engine. And now, it's interesting. It's got the oomph, and it's lovely. There's no question of that. When they launched it some time ago, I drove both of them around the Wakefield Park circuit, and I've got to say the 2-litre had a slightly better balance to it, but you wouldn't notice it too much, I would think, in day-to-day, you know, because it's a lighter engine.
Yeah.
But the 3.3-litre V6, I've got to say, a beautiful engine with great initial response to it. You know, the twin turbo helps it, I think, not have much turbo lag, and it just, you do the accelerator and you get a response immediately. I loved it.
Do you think it'd go right around the roads of the Upper Hunter?
Look, I think it tours well, and I think that's the point. That, you know, it's got low profile tyres, and so, you know, if it's been a big washout and rain, I would proceed carefully on some of the back roads, as you can well understand. But I think that's true of most cars, which have, you know, most cars do have low profile tyres. But look, I think it'd be a lovely car for enjoying and driving out through the countryside, but still docile and easy to drive around in the, you know, in the urban town areas. Yeah, no, I if you like that sort of thing and you enjoy the drive but also want to look good too, you know, I reckon it's up there.
And lastly, it's got a good safety rating, it seems.
Well, they're improved now, and I think that's nice. You get makeovers now, and this is fundamentally a makeover, the latest version. But the nice things I think about it is that it is improving the safety, even down to things like identification, being able to pick up pedestrians. It's all very well to have automatic emergency braking when you've got another car there, and that, as much as anything, might well save you some in repair costs. But it's also good, I think, that cars, the road safety ratings, the crash ratings, are now not just about protecting you. They're about being aware of the total environment, including pedestrians and cyclists. And I believe they've improved that, and I think that's a good thing.
And what sort of price are we looking at for our Kia Stinger?
You know, for a four-seater, and if you're real tall, getting in the back isn't going to be you know, as comfortable as some. It's got a low sloping line, but you can get into the 2-litre, and they're all automatic, with at about $51,250. So on roads, you know, you'd be around the 55, 57, I would guess. It goes right up to the top of the 3.3-litre V6 at about $65,000 plus on-road costs. But gee, I tell you what, the bang for your buck and the amount of space, while it's not huge in the back, but it's more than certainly your two-seater sports car.
Certainly doesn't seem unreasonable. David, thank you very much for telling us all about the Kia Stinger. We'll catch up and talk more motoring next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, mate.